This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, I've tried to be supportive. I have bitten my tongue. I have kept my mouth shut. I have tried to support the CDC in every move, chaotic move that has been made. I supported the masks. I supported not having family over for the holidays or the in-laws having over. You know, as much as that pained me, I supported it. I supported all the changes and all the back and forth. But look, you know, even your most ardent, most loyal supporters can only take so much. And the CDC has just gone too far. And they've gone too far when I found out that they've started to go after Super Bowl Sunday. Now, many of you know, when it comes to the Super Bowl, you don't mess with me. That whole day, there's rituals. There's prayer. There's food preparation. There's outfits. There's makeup. For me, Super Bowl is it's probably one of the biggest holidays of the year. And the CDC has come up with guidelines for Super Bowl, including not having anybody come over. Now, this is Super Bowl Sunday. Tom Brady is in his 10th Super Bowl. I mean, how often do you see that happen? I mean, it's a rarity. Tom Brady's in the Super Bowl. And 10 times. That never happened before. I want to see Tom Brady. I want to enjoy the win. Trust me, I like the Chiefs. I bet on the Chiefs last year, but I'm thinking it's going to be the Bucks this year. We'll do our picks and the prop bets and all that next week. But the CDC just went too far with that. So first, I get what the CDC has to do. The CDC, for some reason, has been deputized to busybody their way into our lives. And on every single holiday or anything we want to celebrate, they need to give their opinion. Well, Super Bowl Sunday's coming, and it's probably somebody said, oh, the CDC needs to say something because there's going to be Super Bowl parties and then COVID is going to go up. I get how COVID could be spread at Super Bowl parties. I get that. But please be careful, okay? Please be careful. I'm spitting. I'm so mad. So first, they suggested do a virtual Super Bowl party where just be with your household members and start a group text. You can group text, and you can talk to each other during the game. I already do that. I have been doing that all year. I haven't been having people over for football because of COVID. The whole football season was ruined. And all we did was group text. Now, then they suggest to not shout, to not make noise, maybe use a noisemaker. I don't know if I have a noisemaker here. Yeah, something like this. So let's say Tom Brady does his quarterback sneak, scores for the Bucks. Rather than going, yeah, woo, woo, they want us to do either this, jazz hands, or a noisemaker. You can't do noisemakers because air comes out of this. It's not even sound advice. I know they have these other noisemakers where you kind of twirl them around and they make noise. We use them during Purim sometimes, but something like this, I just blew COVID across the studio if I had it. So no, that doesn't work. They also suggest that we need to revamp the way we do food. Right? The best part of Super Bowl, it's not the commercials. It's not Tom Brady getting all upset and taking off his jersey and being half naked, which we still haven't seen yet, but that's going to be a prop bet I'm going to bet money on because I just think he's going to have that sort of attitude. And I'd like to be there when it happens and catch it on frame. But it's the food. Right? Super Bowl Sunday is the one time where you get to eat horribly. and there's dip, and there's tres leche cake, and there's salsa, and there's guacamole, and there's, I'm not really a big fan of tres leche cake, but it doesn't matter because there's alcohol. And there's hot dogs, all the things you don't eat. Right? You know, all week long, because you're all about the salads and the vegetables, it's going to be at the Super Bowl party. And you know what they suggested? They suggested that everybody bring their own food for their own family members. First, if you do have a Super Bowl party, they don't want everybody in the house. They want you outside, right, in the middle of the snowstorm, watching on a big screen TV, sitting 6 feet apart. And if you are bringing food, just bring food for your own little family and little micropod. Well, that's a problem, because let's say I want steak, and I didn't realize I wanted steak because hubby made some burgers, and I see the Joneses family have steak. I'm going to want steak. See, the purpose of Super Bowl is to eat what everybody else is eating. You all have the same plate. You're all on the couch. You're all yelling. Hopefully you're all rooting for the same team, because it really stinks when there's somebody. There's always one person that roots for the other team. And they're like, yeah, you know, we're all standing there going, wait a second here. You know, so you're supposed to eat the same. You're supposed to cheer the same. You're supposed to dress the same. You're supposed to, you all go to the bathroom at the same time. When it's halftime, you all go to the bathroom. I don't know or care who's doing the halftime show, because that's when I potty. And apparently, it's all ruined. In fact, condiments. Okay? You know how there'll be sauces and, you know, ketchup or the Tabasco ketchup or the Tabasco sauce and all that? No. You're supposed to, if you're going to go to a person's house, right, with COVID, you know, now with COVID precautions, you're supposed to bring individual sauce containers. If I'm getting ready for Super Bowl and I'm going over to somebody's house, I'm not going to spend time making half a dozen little packages of condiments. It just doesn't make sense. So I get what the CDC had to do. The CDC is the CDC. They're the Centers for Disease Control. They want to control disease. I'd like to see a little bit more passion, right, when it comes to STDs out there. I'd like to see a little bit more passion of people working in the food service industry that's not high on marijuana, you know, and I'd like to see a little bit of that, but right now it's all about COVID. And so once they attacked Super Bowl, and I know I shouldn't look at it as an attack, but if I can't yell and I can't scream and they're suggesting that I stomp my feet, then I'm going to tell you something, all right? I'm going to stomp my feet, and you're going to hear me stomp my feet, and I'm going to stomp my feet until I get the point across that you guys messed with the wrong holiday. Leave Super Bowl alone, all right? Most of us are probably going to root for a team that loses anyway, so we're just going to sit there quiet. Let us enjoy our holiday. This is my one day a year. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away. Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials, and GCN Network for making the show happen. So we're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. So I'm very, very honored that we've picked up so many affiliates and we have so many more listeners, almost double the listeners that we had before. And so the calls and the questions that have been coming in have been fantastic. So even if we don't play all of them on air, I will try to answer each question as I can on the show. So a couple of your questions that I'm seeing that I'm trying to lump together. One is on the double masking. Apparently the CDC is thinking about recommending double masking. We do not have double mask recommendations yet. There's even been experts discussing triple masks. Why? Well, I don't know if some want to call it backpedaling, if others want to call it admitting that maybe a lot of the facial coverings aren't doing what they're supposed to. Duh. But cases went up despite all the mask mandates. And by the way, when we fly now, you have to wear a mask. Anybody 2 years old on up has to wear a mask. So now that's through all air travel. So if the CDC is urging, now considering, not urging yet, but considering double mask, that signifies to me that many of our facial coverings that we're using, that might be silk, might be nylon, might be 80% cotton, they're just not filtering pathogenic virus particles. And probably somebody got the memo a year later. The double mask is something I am very hesitant on recommending because I, as a doctor, you know, if I walked into a room with tuberculosis, absolutely I'd double mask. I didn't think my, you know, surgical mask, well, that light can go through, was enough. And when the CDC said everybody wear a mask, I'm like, but these aren't the masks. We need the N95 respirators without the valve. In fact, I started a petition to ask the government to allow public access to N95 masks. Why aren't we producing a heck of a lot more of them? And why aren't we allowing the public as well as healthcare providers to have more access than just one mask a day? In fact, a lot of healthcare providers are only wearing these. Okay, you need the N95 respirators. So I see how the government is spending all this time and probably money and meetings on double masking. And we know there's one mask out there that works. So my opinion on that is increase mass production of N95 respirators. You're not going to lose your money. You'll get your return on investment because there's always pathogens out there. There's flu. There's always adenoviruses, rhinoviruses, coronaviruses out there. So any company that put money into production, I am pretty sure they'll be able to sell those N95 masks. There's always going to be some respiratory pathogen out there. So, and if not, you could sell leftovers to the hospitals. The hospitals are low on them. So the double masking, we'll keep you posted if that comes into play. I don't see how anybody can mandate two masks when people are already having issues breathing in one. But one of the reasons why they're breathing in one is because they're using improper materials to cover their faces. I think if we're going to recommend masks, they should be the right ones. That's just me. One of you had asked, taking your questions at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you has a daughter and a son who are going to refuse the COVID vaccine. And you're concerned because you have a trip. Now, so here's the thing. Okay, kids, especially the Gen Zs, we have the Gen Alphas. The Alpha generation, or the Gen Alphas, they're probably about 11 years old. Gen Alphas were born in the year 2010 on up. So if you have a teenager, they're a Gen Z. And the Gen Zs, they're, you know, at the age where they're going to be like, not me. They're also probably have been listening to podcasts talking about how, you know, these shots are a way to control the public. And also, the average kid doesn't like an injection. So it is no surprise to me that the average child who hasn't seen any of their buddies have COVID are not very enthusiastic about the vaccine. If you are going to be traveling internationally, we don't yet have any rules on you have to be vaccinated for international travel. That might come up. All right? Don't be surprised. That might come up. Currently, the only rules for international travel is getting a COVID test. So if your children are saying, look, I don't want the vaccine, it's kind of moot right now because the children can't get the vaccines anyway. Now, there has been some discussion on people coming back to school, teachers getting teachers vaccinated so they could go back and teach. Some teachers have been bringing up they don't want to go back until all the students have been vaccinated as well. I don't see kids getting this vaccine for a while. First, it hasn't even been studied in kids. They're only now starting to do some clinical trials in children. If it hasn't been studied in kids, I would not be recommending anybody using this on a child yet, unless, you know, it has been, at least we have some preliminary studies, if that child has some immunocompromising state where the doctor feels that if that child gets COVID, they're going to get the MISC or they're going to get some sequelae of COVID. So I don't think we're ready to mass vaccinate kids anyway. So parents, if your kids are like, well, I'm not going to get it anyway, that, you know what, let them do their strut. We need to talk about teenagers. But teenagers, sometimes you need to just kind of let them do that, and they do that now. You know, and why do they sit there and do that? Where they kind of strut? Well, because we strut. You know, I walked into the room the other day, and I told my kids how I feel about something. And did I walk, you know, without confidence? Was I slunched over? No, I walked in there, I said my piece, and then I walked out. So they get that from mommy. Dad is different. Dad walks in, groans, right? So shall it be written, so shall it be done. They make some decree, and then they stomp out. So when kids stomping, they get from daddy. But when they start getting all peacocky and, you know, poultry looking, they get that from mama. So I haven't really talked to my kids about it. You know, my kids think they must have had it at some point because, you know, they were in school and they were around others and they're not very fearful of it yet. You know, I just tell them to wear a mask when they're around grandma, you know. And they're, well, how does grandma know it's me? Will I get my present still? Yes, you'll probably still get a present. I'm sure your grandmother is going to identify you. Okay, you know, she's got mommy instinct. We could smell you guys across the world. We know where our babies are, so trust me. And you were eggs when I was an egg. So trust me, your grandma will know who you are. So anyway, when it comes to children getting the vaccine, I wouldn't even have that argument yet. Don't even have that argument yet, okay? Because it's, you know, by the time we start vaccinating the pediatric or adolescent population, it might not be till late summer, early fall. Now, the question on the after effects or side effects of the vaccine, I'm on day 3. I received my vaccine on Saturday, so I'm on day 3 to 4. I feel good. My arms are good. No arm soreness. Maybe just a little bit right there. The other arm had hurt. So basically what happened is when I got my vaccine, and maybe it's because of all the things I've read, and I was worried about my mom, and I was trying to watch other people at the health district to make sure if they had a problem, I could jump in and help. You know, whenever you're the doctor and you think you're the only doctor in the room, you know, you already deputize yourself and say, okay, you know what, I'm on duty. And so I'm already watching everybody else and keeping an eye on things, and, you know, checking in with the cops and flirting with the cops. You always want to flirt with the cops because you want to make sure that they'll run in and save your life if you need to, you know. So after I finished flirting with everybody and, you know, making sure that, you know, everybody was good and sound, I bolted. And so then I start to feel nauseous. And I'm like, okay, well, I need some chocolate chip cookies or I need some Coca-Cola. And I just wanted carbs. I was just craving carbs. So I got some Coca-Cola, I got some chocolate chip cookies, and I was fine. Then my arm in which I got the shot was really sore. Then the other arm got sore. My neck got sore. My upper back got sore. But I think it's because I have some element of fibromyalgia. I've never really been officially diagnosed, but when I was in medical school, the doctor that wrote one of the textbooks on fibromyalgia, Dr. Hara, he had found all my trigger points and tender points and says, look, you have over 11, so you have fibromyalgia. I'm like, really? Yeah, I mean, I feel fine. I get sore every now and then. I'll take a hot shower. Maybe I'll take some ibuprofen. I'll get over it. So whatever fibromyalgia little crises I've had in the past, it decided to come back tenfold after the shot. So I couldn't move that much. But I could still function. I still exercised. I was still able to watch Netflix. I was still able to take care of patients, see patients over telemedicine. So it was okay. By the next day, which was now day 2, I started feeling better. Nausea started to go away. Body aches started to resolve. So by day 3, I was great. So if you are going to get the COVID vaccine, we do recommend it on your Friday if you do have a job that gives you a couple days off, because you might feel a little crummy. Now, mind you, that was just my first shot. We'll see what happens with the second shot. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Keep those questions coming. They're good.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With over 1,600 airline flights canceled on Monday because of winter storms, at least 500 flights will be canceled Tuesday. The storm that's been pelting the Northeast will continue to cause problems this week. The densely populated Interstate 95 corridor will see snow problems. Cities like Philadelphia, New York City, Boston, all dealing with power outages and shut down vaccination sites throughout the region. Punxsutawney Phil, the world's most famous groundhog, will be coaxed from his burrow in western Pennsylvania early Tuesday. The forecast for Tuesday morning while Phil is making his prediction calls for snow showers and temperatures in the mid-20s. Phil has only been correct about 40% of the time since 1887. 44-year-old Dustin Diamond, who played the role of Screech on the popular 1990s comedy Saved by the Bell, died Monday after a recent cancer diagnosis. His manager said he was diagnosed with this brutal, relentless form of malignant cancer only 3 weeks ago. This is USA Radio News. If Valentine's Day is bringing you down because of money worries, you're not alone. USA Radio News' John Clement has more.
In 2021, those celebrating Valentine's Day are expected to spend a total of $21.8 billion. But according to Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation, that may sound like a lot, but it's way off from last year.
This year, those celebrating plan to spend about $165 on average, which is about $32 less than they spent last year.
Many consumers are committed to celebrating Valentine's Day.
We're seeing a real commitment from consumers to celebrating friends and family, loved ones, even if they're having to alter or adapt those traditional holiday celebrations.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Can you wish Happy Valentine's Day to a friend? Absolutely. Valentine's Day is not all about romance. It's a day to celebrate love, and friendship is a very special kind of love. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, unfortunately, this morning had a horrible tragedy. Two FBI agents were killed and others injured in a shootout in Sunrise, Florida. And from what we understand, we're only getting little details. So this happened about 6 a.m. as a team of law enforcement officers executed a federal court-ordered search warrant as part of a violent crimes against children's case. This is according to a statement from FBI Miami Special Agent Michael Leverock and spokesman Jim Marshall. They say two of the injured FBI agents were taken to the hospital and are in stable condition. A third agent, his status is not clear. The subject of the warrant is dead, and they are currently investigating the shooting. They say the review process is thorough and objective and is conducted as expeditiously as possible under the circumstances. So video from CNN affiliate WSVN shows an ambulance driving from the scene to the Broward Medical Examiner's office at about 10:30 a.m. They were escorted by a group of law enforcement officers on motorcycles. There was a body draped in an American flag on a gurney, wheeled into the building as a line of officers saluted. So the shooting took place at the Water Terrace apartment complex at 6:04 a.m., according to Sunrise Police spokespeople. The person who officers were looking for had barricaded himself. Police said there was a heavy police presence in the area of 4200 Knob Hill. The street was closed in both directions, and this apartment complex is in an upscale gated community. It has fitness center, pool, spa, tennis courts. So we're not sure what happened. We're not sure what if it was a child trafficking ring or a child porn ring. Once we get more information, we'll let you know. But unfortunately, two FBI agents have been killed and others injured in this shootout. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I've been trying to follow the story of Twitter being sued for allegedly refusing to remove child porn. Apparently, there was a sex trafficking victim. I believe the victim was a teenager and was lured onto a site to start communicating with a girl whom he thought was 16. And I believe they exchanged pictures, or he felt that he was asked to exchange pictures, sent those pictures. Those pictures in return turned into material for blackmail. Then, we're being told allegedly, when the child who was victimized didn't follow through, the images were sent to Twitter and posted all over social media. New York Post is reporting that Twitter refused to take them down. They say Twitter refused to take down widely shared pornographic images and videos, according to New York Post, of a teenage sex trafficking victim because an investigation, quote, did not find a violation of the company's, quote, policies. A federal suit was filed last week, I think, or the week before, by the victim and his mother, who live in Northern California, and they alleged that Twitter actually made money off the clips, which showed a 13-year-old engaged in sex acts, which is a form of child sexual abuse material or child porn. Now, the teen is currently 17 years old, lives in Florida, named John Doe, right, for his protection. And apparently he was between 13 and 14 years old when sex traffickers, posing as a 16-year-old female classmate, started chatting with him on Snapchat. Doe and the traffickers allegedly exchanged nude photos before the conversation turned to blackmail. If the teen didn't share more sexually graphic photos and videos, the explicit material he already sent would be shared with his parents, coach, and pastor. So the child, acting under duress, initially complied and sent videos of himself performing sex acts. This is so tragic. Then he was told to include another child in his videos, which he did. So eventually, the child, I guess, blocked the traffickers. I'm not sure if he sought help, but he just, at some point, stopped giving in. But then the video surfaced on Twitter under two accounts that were known to share child sexual abuse material. Over the next month, the videos were reported to Twitter at least three times. First on Christmas Day, 2019, but we're told that the tech giant had not gotten involved until a federal law enforcement officer reached out. So the student was unaware of the tweets until January, because by then, most of his classmates had viewed them. Can you imagine how horrifying that must have been? So he was subjected to teasing, harassment, vicious bullying. It actually led him to become suicidal. So his parents contacted school, made police reports. He filed a complaint with Twitter, saying there were two tweets depicting child pornography of himself, and they needed to be removed because they were illegal, harmful, and were in violation of the site's policies. So a support agent followed up, asked for a copy of his ID so they could prove it was him. When the teen complied, apparently there was no response for over a week. So the mother filed complaints, and finally on January 28th, Twitter replied, allegedly, to the student and said they would be taking down the material. But by then, the material had over 167,000 views and 2,200 retweets. So when all that drama was happening with Trump losing his Twitter account and losing the ability to talk about the election, there was accusations that Twitter was not removing child porn. This stemmed from this, one of the cases stems from in this case. So the response we're being told from New York Post says, thanks for reaching out. We reviewed the content and didn't find a violation of our policy, so no action will be taken at this time. Oh, actually, Twitter had said they would not be taking down the material. They said, if you believe there's a potential copyright infringement, please start a new report. So now there's a, now the team wrote back to Twitter. Actually, let me just read to you what Twitter had written. If you believe there's a potential copyright infringement, please start a new report. If the content is hosted by a third-party website, you'll need to contact that website's support team to report it. Your safety is the most important thing, and if you believe you are in danger, we encourage you to contact your local authorities. Now, what was Twitter so afraid of, allegedly? Why wouldn't they remove the material? Why, with the President of the United States, they have no problem removing the material, yet if there are nude explicit pictures or videos, and there's some random, you know, user posting them, why isn't Twitter preventing that material? It doesn't make sense. Something just isn't right. So the teen wrote back and said, what do you mean you don't see a problem? We are both minors right now. And we're minors at the time these videos were taken. We both were 13 years of age. We were baited, harassed, and threatened to take these videos that are now posted without our permission. We do not authorize these videos at all, and they need to be taken down. So we're being told that apparently it racked up more views, still was not taken down. 2 days later, the student's mom was connected with an agent for the Department of Homeland Security through mutual contact who successfully was able to get the videos removed, but by January 30th. So we're only talking a couple days ago. According to the lawsuit, only after this takedown demand from a federal agent did Twitter suspend the user accounts that were distributing the CSAM and report the CSAM to the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children. So here we are trying to stop child exploitation, trying to stop trafficking, and trafficking happens, as we've discussed. It doesn't even have to be about sex. It's about coercion, being forced to do something you don't want to do by through blackmail. And when it involves child trafficking, it's a crime I can't even comprehend that somebody would fathom to do, and they do. And so I don't understand why it was so difficult for this child to get this material taken off, especially when Twitter has no problem, you know, censoring political content. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right. right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So a very common question we've been getting on the show is, where's my shot? When do I get my shot? And the shots are coming. I just saw a number where we are being told that 32 million shots have already been given. Whether that means 16 million people are vaccinated or not, 32 million shots have already been given out, and we're in February. Not bad, considering this has been a cluster from the beginning. And there's been a total of almost 50,000 doses distributed. So America currently is operating at 65% of shots distributed being given. Now, some of you are like, why isn't that 100%? Well, who's distributing the shots? I mean, we've had to start recruiting medical students, retirees, military. I mean, you know, we're trying to implement the pharmacies. Originally, it was going to be pharmacies such as CVS and Walgreens distributing the vaccines. You know, people coming up, driving up. But because we don't have enough of them, and we're still trying to deal with the high-risk groups, it's taking a little longer, and it's a little easier to do it in mass large facilities than having it sprinkled throughout multiple retail pharmacies. But pharmacies have been getting involved. Pharmacies have already started to vaccinate those in nursing homes and assisted living facilities who can't come to the big, you know, box warehouse areas or parks. So one concern that people have is of these 50 million doses that America has received and distributed, some of them have gone to the garbage. Some of them have been wasted. Now, we heard that some shots or doses have been wasted from changing in the cooling. Sometimes the shots were too cold. Not sure how many instances it was too warm, but there were some issues with the gel packs and the packing, etc. And then what isn't being talked about as much as it should is people signed up for the vaccine, hospitals, medical centers, places accounted for that, and then you get a no-show. Or somebody changes their mind. I mean, how many times have you staffed your office or your store, and then one or two people decide to call out? People call out. Nah, I'm not feeling up to it. And mind you, by the way, if you are sick with COVID, you're not allowed to go and get your vaccine because we don't want you infecting other people. So there are a variety of reasons for people canceling, no-showing, maybe getting cold feet. So if an agency or institution did a very intricate sign-up sheet or sign-up system online and people no-show, they need to fill those spots. If they don't fill those spots at the end of the day or a few days, shots will be wasted. So one thing I suggested a while back is for there to be wait lists where people can get on a wait list. And at 5 p.m. or 8 p.m., whenever the end of the day is for that institution, for us at a hospital, there is no end of the day, they could wait in the parking lot, social distancing in their cars, and receive a text. If it looks like there's a certain amount of vaccines available, they could then receive the vaccine at the end of the day. If there's not going to be enough available, everybody gets a text saying, sorry, not today. And there are people willing to do that. They're called vaccine hunters or dumpster divers. Now, KTNV News 13 did a report on this, where there are people getting their vaccine, posting on social media, and other people are getting very, very grumpy that they received the vaccine when their 90-year-old mother or somebody else didn't. So there's a lot of controversy whether vaccine hunters should do what they're doing. I actually don't have a problem with that, because what is the goal? The goal is to get as many people vaccinated as possible. Actually, the goal isn't that. The goal is to slow down and try to eliminate COVID deaths. Now, I don't care if somebody has mild COVID. I just care about people dying from it or somebody exposing somebody else to it. And if the vaccine prevents somebody from dying from COVID, then my secondary goal is making sure as many people can have access to that vaccine. So when I hear that precious, expensive vaccine is getting thrown out because there were no-shows, or somebody might have come in, couldn't wait for the vaccine, filled out the paperwork, and didn't realize that they're disqualified, and they can't get the shot, now there's that extra shot. Well, that could help save another life. See, we as doctors, we just want lives saved. Right? We're always going to be on the side of saving lives. I understand people don't like wearing underwear on their head, right? If they don't have a mask, they got to pull off their underwear and put it on their face. I don't like that either. But I really dislike a death. So if we can prevent patient deaths, I'm going to choose that side, even though it might not be perfect. So you have a group of individuals, and apparently it's starting to be a network, where they will find places to camp out at the end of the day to get the vaccine. Now, some people are thinking, well, they're probably, you know, pushing themselves in online and taking cuts. It's not like that. What I've heard is when there are extra doses, from what I understand, some of the people administering will manually try to hunt somebody down and say, look, do you want the shot? I have it. Look at what happened. Was it Oregon or Washington during a snowstorm? They were about to lose a lot of their vaccines, the doctor, the nurses. So they decided to vaccinate people out on the highway. You know, if you're about to throw out a precious vaccine that could save a life, you want to give it to as many people. So, you know, I think this vaccine rollout could have been better. And I'll discuss what I think could have been done better. It's very easy for me to sit here in my studio saying, oh yeah, they did a lousy job. But I'm not saying they did a lousy job. If we have already vaccinated about 16 million people, considering we only received the vaccine in December, just warp-speeded its FDA approval, the companies are trying to mass produce this vaccine. We had to create software, organize the software, recruit staff who is already overwhelmed and overburdened with the COVID crisis in the healthcare system of which they work. I think we've done a pretty phenomenal job. Now, you know, should somebody at the helm have done a better job? Well, you know, like I said, I would never want to be a governor or a president because you'll always do wrong. You know, when President Trump was criticized for not buying more Pfizer vaccine, remember, the purchases had to be pre-done back in the summer. We had no idea. Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Novavax, Inovio, Sanofi, Sputnik. We had no idea which vaccine was going to make it first. I think Sputnik made it first, which, by the way, I think the Sputnik 5 or 6 has had some data like 91% efficacy. So what did the U.S. do? The Trump administration, they diversified. They bought 100 million doses here, 100 million doses there, and because they didn't know who was going to come out ahead first. Right? Pfizer came out first. Pfizer won for now. Then Moderna. Pfizer said, look, we're 90% effective. Moderna came out a week later going, mate, we're 94.5% effective. Pfizer came back going, no, we're 95%. Not sure what happened there. Right? It's a numbers game. But they decided they were the top two. So those were the vaccines we started to administer. People are waiting for Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That's hopefully going to be coming around the bend. AstraZeneca, don't get your hopes up too much because it's taken a while to get that approved and we can't use it in seniors. So when you see somebody who's, let's say, 32 years old bragging that they got the vaccine, if they waited outside in the cold at 5 p.m. for a leftover, don't hate. I don't blame them. And again, would rather to achieve herd immunity, more people vaccinated. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion-dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021 where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.